ॐ श्रीक्वाम्बरथरं विष्णुं शशिवारणं चतुरं कुजं प्रसन्नवदनं ध्यायेत् सर्वविघ्नोपशान्तये सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणि विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा येनाक्षरसमाम्नायम् अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति.
Say the Maheshwaran Sutras together. Okay.
Ayun Rilik Ayong I Ouch Hayabarat Lan Yamalananam Jabanj Kadadash Jabagadadash Ka Ha Cha Ta Ta Shatata Kahai Shatasara. Yeti Maheshwarani Sutrani.
Okay, we really should be getting these by now. Are you really feeling that? Walking around saying,
scaring small children. Can I ask a question about this?
Yes.
You said last week, and it's just been a question on my mind ever since, that there was no it letter that could come after kapha chata ta.
Yeah. In order to get, what I said was, you look at your sutras, the 11th sutra, kapha chata ta, chata ta. If I wanted to just have a pratyahara for the aspirates, the hard aspirates, can't do it. I could say kav, but that would include chata ta. Right? Do you see the final iv on the 11th one?
Yeah.
So I can't just say cut because the ta there is not an it letter. So I can only go from the ka to the va, or I could go from the ka to the following ya, but I can't break a pratyahara in half and just make up an it letter.
I know we can't.
Yeah.
Ourselves.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, why is it that that couldn't originally have just because
it's going to be something in the rules, right? Because it's
the
one line is palatal lingual dental.
Oh, you mean the way you learn the sutras? I mean the way you learn
no,
the alphabet.
I mean because it's the two line and then
these
three.
Are all they're all second letters, right? They're all second letters, all the way
through. Yeah, they're all second letters, except for the palatolingual and dentals of the one line that are stuck in. So it has something to do with the rules.
If you go ka, that's a guttural. Pa is a labial. Mm-hmm. All second letters and tra ta ta, right? Mm-hmm. Ka pa, tra ta ta.
Yeah.
Those are second letters, but you can't have a pratyahara for just the second letters in this. These it letters. So you ask, well, why? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know why. Maybe because they're not necessary. It's not necessary, perhaps, to take the second letters by themselves in the sutras.
There's no grammatical rule that may apply. It's just the second.
Well, there can't be because there's no
way to identify.
There's no way to identify it. So if there was a grammatical rule, they would have to. They'd have to say them all.
Yeah.
You know, they would just have to say. All right, we don't have a pratyahara. They wouldn't say all this, but you'd feel like, all right, we don't have a pratyahara for this, and so I'm going to have to write them all out. Ka, pa, cha, ta, ta, you know.
It doesn't work like the 11th line minus, like, cha, ta, ta.
No.
You know, including.
Oh, I see. Like, if you say you said kav minus cha, ta, ta. That's nice. I don't think so. But you never know, because there's some 3,800 sutras, and I don't know them all, but I don't think so. I think it's not really necessary. I'll tell you some reasons for that, is that both second and fourth letters, for instance, in the formation of a word, like if a word ends in a second or fourth, it will always transform back into the first or the third. You know, and so maybe there's no reason for such a sutra, even though they do have it. Chabunch gadadash, I could do chush, so we can do the four. Yeah. So who knows why that is? It could be, actually, now that you mention it, it could be that in Sandhi the letter ha in a Sandhi rule will go to the fourth aspirate. You remember those Sandhi rules where the ha goes to the third and the initial consonant will go to the third and ha will go to the fourth aspirate. You remember that rule? Like if I said,
for instance, anyway, this is so off the track. Yeah, I'll just get, if I said t followed by he, remember? When he means indeed, t means that, the Sunday would be this. Where this would go to the third, and this would go to the fourth aspirate.
Right.
And that's an aspirate, a fourth letter. So there's a sandhi that involves just these fourth letters because the ha will finish to the da. If you don't remember this, it we're off track, so I won't worry about it. I'm going to erase it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's off track right now, and we don't want to.
Oh, look at this.
Sorry. Nobody's online, so I didn't really expect anybody online. Does everybody have the soup, the new soup, the one that I just handed out?
Oh,
yeah.
No. This one, but I wanted to.
Is this different than what was
just slightly?
Okay,
well, I need
one too.
Okay. It was the. If you printed it out on Monday, after Saturday, it's the same. It's got some a sutra printed here.
Oh,
yeah, I've got the sutra.
Tarangali Shatabra.
Yeah.
Does anybody else have one that has a sutra printed out underneath the bhaktis?
This doesn't have the sutra.
Oh. All right, since you're taking it off the bottom.
Yeah.
There you go. Do we have it? This is not the... Do you have it? Okay, good. I just wanted to just for the fun of it. What I did was I simply added the sutra. Do you see the sutra below? Where it says, let's just read through that. These are the vibhakti endings. Right, vibhakti actually is the name for the Ekavachanam, Dvivachanam, and Bahuvachanam. That's one vibhakti, like the Pratama vibhakti, would be include the Ekavachanam, the Dvivachanam, and the Bahuvachanam of that line. That's what we call these are the vibhaktis, right? So there's, what are there, eight vibhaktis, Pratama, Dvitiya, all the way down to the Sambodhana, which is considered another form of Pratama, okay? And so Septami is locative, means seven. So these vibhaktis, so every time you say vibhakti, what you're talking about is one line. And we say plural because there's seven lines, then eight, including the Sambodhana. All right, for everybody? Now there's a sutra, one long sutra. I thought you'd enjoy looking at it. Sutra number, at the end you see sutra number 412. Okay, so that's the fourth book in the first chapter of the sutra number 2. And I broke it down for you underneath. But if you see, this is actually how we learn the su au jus. You see the sundi? Su au jus. Just follow. See if your mind can break the sundi as I go along. Su. Everybody there? Su au. Okay. Su au jus. Out. Shus. You have to know your sandhi there, right? Shus. Ta, byam, bis. Nye, byam, bias. Nyesi, byam, bias. Nyeso, nyes, os, om. Nyi, os, soup. The second line there says padani. Padami, if you're looking in at the at a sutra, like for instance, if I give you a book of the Ashtadhyayi, often underneath after they do the sutra, they'll say Padami. That means the words. And they'll just give you word by word. So pada means words, padani means words. Words, okay? So then you can see it. Su au jes, out shes, ta pyam bis, nye pyam bis, nyesi pyam bis, nyes os ni os soup. So as we go along, you're going to be learning what all of these it letters mean. Like, for instance, if you look in the Prathama Vibhakti, you'll see su, the actual ending is is. That means there's an it letter, u. Ow stays, then just is us. We went through this last week, but just to reiterate. So these, all, whenever you see an it letter, that it letter is going to, when we go through the sutras, that it letter will have a meaning, you know, that will tell you how this sutra goes on to the end in certain instances, how this sutra is added, what are the rules. And that's how Panini works. That's how the little aphorisms, the sutras, can be so short, because these little tiny it letters and the pratyaharas just condense. You know, like if I have a it letter, ta, now I know what ta means. Ta would take me a sentence to describe what it means, or ka would take a sentence to describe what it means. But once I know it's, you can use ka as an it letter, then that just goes into the sutra, and it tells you immediately how to use it. So here, I also asked you to review these terms, karta, karma, karanam, sampradanam, apadanam, adhikaranam, and kriya. We don't need those today, but in the next week or so, I'm going to be using these terms in reference to the vibhaktis, and also in reference to the verbs, so that you see, for instance, if I have the karta, the agent of the verb is the karta, and the one who does the verb, what case would that agent be put in? What case does the agent go in? Immediately you think, well, it goes in pratama, right? But it also goes in pratama only for an active tense, right? But in passive tense, it goes in the tritiya, in the third. So that's called bhave prayoga. So we've got the passive, the bhave, and then there's another word, karmani prayoga and bhave prayoga. Bhave prayoga is something different, intransitive verb. So I want to just go over that. So if you can just learn these terms, be familiar with them, we'll do it next week or the week after. Okay?
So this is either going to be the subject, in the nominative case or in the instrumental case?
Yeah, because if I say, I've used the example before, the boy hit the ball. Boy is subject.
Yeah, right.
Right? If I say, use the passive, karmani prayoga. If I use the passive, the ball is hit by the boy. Right? So then it goes into tritiya. What if I use what's called bhave prayoga? Where I use an intransitive verb, which we don't have this in English, but if I say, the sun shines, right, the child cries, the person stands, the person is standing on the corner, right, those verbs are intransitive. They don't take an object. Like, let's just stick with the sun shines. The verb reflects back onto the subject, the sun shines. Well, in Sanskrit, you can say, it is shining by the sun. You can put that intransitive into a passive tense. It shines by the sun. We don't say that in English. We don't even have a way to translate it. But it's just putting an intransitive verb into passive. Right? And then the karta, there's no object. So the verb gets put in the third person singular. And then the subject gets put in the tritiya, in the third. So I'm going to have a little chart for all of this just so that you can see, it's a little bit extraneous, but it's nice to know. It helps you in your reading. Okay. So all I want you to do now is just kind of familiarize yourself with this, with these endings. Be familiar with it. So when we talk about it, you'll have some sort of a grid inside. Okay. just so I don't forget, they have this book. It's Lagu Siddhanta Kalmudi. They have it at the ashram. I'm going to order this book for us. What you have is your Sanskrit handout is just the first few pages of this book. I thought we can go through and read it. It has all the major sutras in it. You know? I can read most of it. Just a warning. I can read most of it. Sometimes there will be a sentence I don't know what they mean. Those sentences, we just have to be patient, and I'll ask Brahma Prakash on them. But for the most part, I know what the little bhashas, little commentaries. Little commentaries, I know they're called vrittis. They're just a few lines explaining the sutra. I usually know what it means. Sometimes I don't. Okay? But I thought it'd be nice for us to actually have a book. Let's go to technical uses. Read through, and I'll use the board also, these terms and just talk you through this. What we're trying to learn now, especially in this first page, we're going to learn some terminology. And it's kind of like your vocabulary list, but now the vocabulary list is put into a certain an order of understanding. I think it's better to kind of have these terms first. This is an expansion of one of Brahma Prakashananda's students from her Sanskrit class. I've just expanded on it, added some things to it. That's where the information comes from. Okay? When it says here, anything ordained will be put in the first case, pratama. Anybody see that? Mm-hmm. Number one, anything ordained. What that means is that in a sutra, if I am saying, we're going to add this pratyaya to the verb. So the pratyaya, a pratyaya means an affix. This affix is going to be added in this situation. That affix is what is being ordained. It's going to be in the first case. Whatever is going to replace something, whatever is going to be added to something, whatever is going to be an affix that's going to be used, that's what's being ordained by the sutra. And you'll see that that's put in the first case. Let me give you an example. We'll be working with this example over and over again because it's just a nice example for this. And you all know the rule. I put this on the board last time. These are all pratyaharas. This is the sixth case. And if you've ever learned to decline a consonant ending noun like jagat, world, like a ta ending noun, the ta ending nouns just take the affixes directly onto them, right? So if it would be jagat, if I did it in the jagat, jagatau, jagataha. Right? And so here, in the sixth case, if I have the pratyahara ik, what is that pratyahara ik? It's except for right?
Except for
So it would be, its pratyahara is a I u r. Okay. So that's that. So the ik is a consonant ending noun. So some of you won't know this, but you'll catch up later. So this is a now being viewed as a word. That's a word that's being used in a sutra. Mm-hmm. It's a pratyahara that's now going to be declined. It's a pratyahara, it ends in an it letter. So this pratyahara includes these. It's going to be used in the sutra, and it's going to be declined.
like a one-stem noun, right? So that means it's going to take those endings, suha, just directly. So, and then it's going to go through the sandhi, right? So, this is going to be ikaha. Ikaha. Ikaha, before a soft consonant, becomes iko. And ikaha is going to be the sixth case, right? This is being used in the sixth case. So sixth case means what? Shashti. Genitive. Genitive. Yan. This is another pratyahara. What is it? Where are its components?
Semi-vowels.
Ya. Ha, ya, va. Ha, ya, va, rat, lan. The order is important. I, u, r, il. Ya, va, ra, la. You see the order? Hayavara, lan. Okay. Everybody see this? Pratyahara? Starts with ya, ends with na. Okay, so this is the pratyahara. Yan. What case? First case. In the nominative, the is, like say if I had the word jagat, plus the ending is, that is because of the conjunct consonant drops by another sutra that you'll learn. And so if you see a pratyahara that's just ending in the it letter, which would be yan, okay, it's ending in that it letter, it's going to be in first case. So here we have first case. Achi. What case would achi be? What would the e be? Seventh case. Septimi. Locative case. It might help. Let's just take... I was actually going to do this for you, and I didn't have time. See your suha just? Mm-hmm. Look at the first case. Pratama. Is ao us. There's a rule for those of you who have already learned consonant ending nouns. If the is comes up against the consonant, it will drop. So if there's a word like, if I wanted to do it in the nominative case, for instance, right, it would be it. We're going to do it, okay? For an it letter. It stands for an it letter. Okay? Let's decline it. Everybody know what we're doing? No? Remember when we declined Rama? Mm-hmm. Just to bring everybody, I want everybody on board here. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, Raman, Ramau, Raman. Now we're going to decline it, the word it. What does it stand for? It stands for an it letter. What's an it letter? The pratyaharas all end in it letters, right? And it letters are used throughout the sutra. Sometimes they'll start some sort of a, they'll start something. Sometimes they'll end something. Like, for instance, look at this, your first line. Su au jus. Do you see that? That ja is an it letter. That's going before the us. Does everybody see that? Su au jus. Do you see that ja? That ja is an it letter.
How do I know that?
Because for now, you know it by looking at the parentheses. Mm-hmm. And in the what's in the parentheses is the actual termination. Mm-hmm. So if that is not on the termination, it's an it letter. Okay? So let me just give you an example. See, in the pratama, if I have just, and I put in parentheses the ending is us, this is the actual ending that's going to go on to the noun. If that's the ending, then here, one whatever is not there is going to be an it letter. So what's the it letter going to be? So this is an it letter. This is going to be telling me to do something when the time comes. Okay? Look at the vritiya, the accusative line. Does have an it letter?
No.
Does out have an it letter?
Yes.
Right? Does shas have an it letter?
Yeah.
Look at the third line. Ta, pyam, this. Is there an it letter there?
No.
Ta, the ta. Not ta, just the ta, but just the consonant. Everybody understand that? Like, this isn't an it letter, only this is the it letter. Everybody clear on that now? Okay, good. Maybe I'll make this a little bit easier for you. Instead of doing it, well, just to remind you, we're working on put this in small letters up here. We're going to work on this sutra. Hiko Yen Echi. I've already told you that this is in the Prathama. I mean, this is in the Shashti, in the sixth case. This is in the first case, Prathama. And this is in the seventh case. Okay. All Sunday rules are going to apply when we do this. So what I want to do is I'm going to take this ik that is a pratyahara, and we're going to decline it just so that you can get used to this, okay? So we'll do it starting with the pratyama. What would the nama of one be for ik? Because you have to remember if an is is added on to a consonant ending noun, it will drop. Okay? Mm-hmm. So the nominative, ekavachanam, is going to be ik. What would the dual be?
Ikal.
Plural.
Ikas.
And I'm going to put that as ikaha. Mm-hmm. Because the is in usage will always change to a visarga. You learn it as an is, like you'll learn it as us. But that visarga, that is, will always in usage change to visarga. So when we actually put the declension down, we're making useful words here. Mm-hmm. That will, okay. So the is will be visarga. What about the dvitiya? And see how I'm doing pra dvi. That's often a shortcut that's being used, okay? For dvitiya. Let's decline it. Where would it be?
Ikal. Ikushwa.
Look at Jush is the Pratama. Ja is the it letter. Look at the next one. Shas, Sha is the it letter. But the ending is the same. Fatiya. Okay. Is everybody with me on this?
Ika.
It should be like this. Igbyam. The ka will change to ga. Igbyam. You're never going to see this, okay? I'll show you which ones we're going to see, but we'll just do this just so that you have the practice, okay? You know this is soft consonant, third letter, right? Ka has to go to the third, right? So igbyam. Igbihi. Why? Because the is will be visarga. Right? That final is. So bis will be bihi. Okay? Let's do the chaturthi.
Okay.
Any ending is will be visarga. So look at the panchami. What are the it letters for these? for the ablative, for the panchami, for nyasi. What are the it letters? There's two. Nya and e. Right? You see that? There doesn't have to be only one it letter. There can be two it letters.
You're holding that on.
Just a little bit at a time, okay. Look at this. These will be the same. Igbyam, igbyaha. I think next week I'm going to have another board to...
I should bring you my big board.
Yeah. I can get one actually, one that's... I was thinking of doing it in a dinner. Everybody okay with it so far?
Don't be nice.
All right. All right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to erase these last two lines, the Chaturthi and Panchami, and then put the Shashti and the Lokada, because those are really the two that we're going to need. So, understand that two are missing here. And we're going to the Shashti. What would Shashti be? Do you notice that the Panchami and the Shashti are exactly the same?
Mm.
Right? What would the dual be?
Ikoho. Ikan.
Ikan. Us, ik plus us, ikaha, ik plus os, ikoho. Remember that the sibilant sa goes to visarga, ikoho, ikam. It's a Sunday rule. If you have any vowel except a or a, or a ka, before a sa, it will go to the su will go to kshu. So ikshu would actually be what it is. Iki, ikoho, ikshu. Let me show you now all of the.
I don't understand that last word.
It's because I don't
understand your writing.
Oh. Yes. Nothing new about that. Ikshu.
No,
do you have a ka plus sa? The sa goes to sha. So ikshu, a ka plus an ik plus sha is ksha. So ikshu. Now, we did all of this just so, because I just kind of want you to start relating to declensions again. But these are the ones that you're going to be seeing all the time. The nominative, in the singular, and the plural. I don't know if I've ever seen a dual. Singular and plural of the pratama. You're going to very frequently see the shashti, and see the septami. Rarely will it be in the plural, if ever. I'm not even sure if it ever is. But this is. In the pratama, often you'll see singular and plural. Okay. In the shashti, most often singular. And septami, most often singular. Okay. So, now let me show you something interesting. These three are all this look the same.
Mm-hmm.
These three look the same. Also in the Panchami, I unfortunately erased the Panchami. The Panchami is going to be Ikaha also. The Panchami is another important one. Okay. So if you just circle, maybe with pencil or something, if you circle in the pratama, the singular and plural, if you circle in the tritiya, once in a while, the singular, you will see. When we're working with pratyaharas, mm-hmm. you know, or when we're working with pratyas in a sutra form, well, technically, when we're using these technically, okay? So, panchami singular, shashti singular especially, saptami singular. So a lot of it is ikaha, right? If you said, if we were using this particular pratyahara, if we had it in the plural, it could be nominative plural, it could be accusative plural, it could be panchami singular, or shashti singular. So it's always going to be context, right? Now another thing I want to point out, here this is ikaha, it happens to be six k's, it could be plural, right? It could be in the panchami, but in the vritti it will always tell you. And also in the vritti will tell you, it'll spell it out clearly. And also when you're learning it, just the sampradaya, it'll tell you. But it will be there in the vritti, in the commentary. Okay. But now, so I'm telling you now, ikaha, immediately you know, this is six k's. Takes the O because of sandhi, mm-hmm. right? Sa mm-hmm. plus vasarga plus soft consonant or A mm-hmm. goes to O. Yan is in the first case. What else could it be? In the first case, the is will drop and it will leave yan. Actually, there's only one thing that could be. Mm-hmm. Locative singular. Okay. Everybody see that? Because if you look at the septemi, the ending is E. So uch plus E. I'm going to erase this and kind of explain this for you a little bit more. Okay. Everybody okay for me to erase this? Six case from E. First case from Yan. Seventh case from Uch. Can we say? Mm-hmm. Iko, ikaha. Okay. Yan, yan, from yan. Achi, do you see how achi would be seventh case? Is everybody with me on that? Mm-hmm. You with me, Teddy?
No, I don't have a clue. Mm-hmm.
All right, so look at, do you have this in front of you? Mm-hmm. Look at the, if I take the pratyahara ach, mm-hmm. what is ach? It's any vowel. Ayun ruler, geyo, nai ach. Ach is any vowel. If I wanted to climb ach in the seventh case, what would it be? I would have the seventh case in ending. Do you see the locative case? Mm-hmm. Do you see what the ending is in the singular? Mm-hmm. What?
Well, it's yang.
It's ni, but the actual ending is e.
E, yeah.
Right? For everybody? Mm-hmm. So, if I want to decline this in the locative singular, there would be ach plus e. Achi. Everybody see that? You with me? Okay. Let me go back. Now, what we're talking about is how Panini uses the vibhaktis technically. That's what we're talking about. So this is what I want you to know. If he uses the first case, which is the nominative, the pratama, that's going to be where, if we look here, anything, this is her language, anything ordained will be put in the first case. Anything ordained. And so now, if I have anything better to do, what is ordained? Let me give you a translation of this, okay? And then we'll see what it means. Let's do it this way first, and then I can do a translation. What is ordained? The sixth case means word number two for now. We're going to go back, but I just want to have this with him. The stani will be put in the sixth case. The stani is going to be the thing that is going to be replaced. Okay? So it's going to be translated as in the place of. The stani is the thing that's going to be acted upon. Okay? It could be in the place of, or we'll use that as et cetera. It's a thing, the sixth case is the thing that is going to be acted upon. Okay? This will make sense after I translate this. The seventh case, go down to number four, that's the one that we need right now. Seventh case would be translated as when whatever it is follows. When whatever it is follows. Just keeping this in view, if I say Iko Yan Achi, this is a sutra. In the place of an ik letter. And what is ik?
A simple vowel that's up for ah.
In the place of ik, there is yun. This is the thing that's being ordained. This thing is going to replace this, right? This what is in the nominative is going to act upon what is in this. It'll replace it. It'll augment to it. This is going to relate to this in some form. So here, yun is going to have to relate to this sixth case. In the place of ik, there is yun. Hayavarat lun. So ha, no, ya, va, ra, la, in that order. This is the ingredients of the pratyahara yun. So in the place of ik, there is yun, achi, when followed by ach. So in the place of ik, there is yun, when followed by ach.
So then Panini never used the vipaktis in the traditional sense?
He does. He does. But then you have to be able to distinguish it in a sutra when he's not using, usually he's using them in this technical sense, but there will be times in the sutra when he's not using it technically, but that will always be obvious, you know, and you'll always get it from the vritti. But this is really kind of the guts of the sutra. This is how to be, if you don't know this, you don't know how to read the sutra. Right? If you don't know that he's using the sixth case and the first case and the seventh case in this instance, technically you don't know what it means. So you would read this, for ik there is yun when followed by ach. Then for this to make any sense, of course, you have to know the pratyaharas. You have to know what ik means. Ayung rilike yung ayach. You have to know that. You have to know that yun is the semi-vowels. That etches all of the vowels. Okay. Do you get it?
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. Now, what we'll find out later...
Can you hold on one second?
Yeah.
It'd be helpful if that...
Get what?
Can you include that? I mean, it makes so much sense.
I am including it, but we have to go
so
through.
The order is important because E goes with Ya and U goes with Ra and Ra goes with Ra.
That's exactly right, and there's a sutra for that. See what Tanya just asked? Why is the order? Remember I said the order is important. The order of the pratyahara is important. Because there's a sutra that says, according to this order, you know, when there's a replacement, mm. when there's a replacement, that replacement will be put in a given order. Mm. So here you have e, u, r, l. Here you have ya, va, r, l. E goes with ya, u goes with va, r. R goes with r, and il goes with l. Mm. Right, so the order is going to be important. We'll also see another sutra that looks at it in terms of the asya, the sthana, where the letter is made, and then in terms of the abhyantara prayatnam, the effort, the internal effort, and the bahya prayatnam. We'll look at those sutras. But for now, I just want you to point it out. Like say, okay, for if this replaces, how do you know which one to replace? Okay. First rule is because of the order. And there's going to be a sutra for that. That tells you that. It's called the Paribhasha Sutra. Okay. So this, which is in the sixth case, is called the Stani. The Stani, we'll see this as we read through this now. This will start making a little more sense, I hope. The Stani is the thing that's going to be acted upon. Right?
So
this will become clear, I think, hopefully, when we read this.
So actually, the corresponding semi vowel replaces the simple vowel, not just when followed by O, but when followed by any vowel?
It's any vowel except, well, it's going to be. There's going to be some limiting sutras, but we start with this one. Okay, because actually, if I write this on the board, what about if I have it was just any vowel except of the simple vowels. Mm-hmm. Yen is a semi-vowel, uch is any vowel. But then we could have e plus e.
Yeah.
Right? So there has to be a limiting
right.
sutra. It has
right.
to come that excludes that possibility.
Right.
Right? And so that will come.
Okay.
Right? It'll like be a sutra that says, except.
But that'll be a selective.
Yeah, there'll be a sutra that overrides that for similar vowels.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't worry too much about that now. That's getting too detailed. All I want to do now is for you to kind of get a grasp of how these sutras work. That's what we're trying to do. Okay. So we don't want to push it into all of the exclusionary mm-hmm. sutras and all of that. Okay.
Could you give us an example of this?
I just did.
I mean, I'm
word
lost
that ends
here.
An e and another word that ends an e.
Tell me where you're lost. And what?
I don't even know where I'm lost.
Does everybody have this copied?
Yeah.
I'm going to do this in another way, just quickly. And then we'll take a little break, because I know that the brains are starting to fry. Okay. What we're going to end up doing, I'm giving you a lot of preliminary material.
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to end up doing are Sunday rules.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what I'm going to be doing is giving you the Sunday rule in English as you learned it. Okay. Like, for instance, this Sunday rule was, and I gave it in this code, any vowel except or ah, when followed by a dissimilar vowel, right? When followed by a dissimilar vowel, goes to the semi-vowel equivalent. Everybody remember that rule?
Oh,
okay. So with this rule, then I gave a lot of examples. For example, if you had an e or e, followed by any dissimilar vowel, say we just did as a sample for any vowel that's not e or e. Okay? It would go to yeah. The E would change to the yeah.
Okay.
So if I had E or E plus, say if I did O, that would go to the E or E would go to yeah, plus the O would go to yo. Remember? So, and say now if I had U or U, plus ah, for instance, the U would go to I plus ah. And then I would have va. Do you remember these rules? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. And similarly, if we have ra, ra, and ra, I will go to ya, u will go to va, ra would go to ra, ra would go to va. Plus whatever the dissimilar vowel is. Everybody remember? Okay, now, that being the case, I want you to notice something. When we form this pratyahara, I, U, Ayung, Relik. Remember the pratyahara?
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to write it down like this, A, I, Un, Relik. This pratyahara, ik, is just going to be everything except this vowel. I, u, r.
Right.
That's clear?
Yeah.
Now, what I want to make really clear now, what about the pratyahara yun? The pratyahara yun is ha, oops, sorry, seven, ha, ya, va, rut, lan. Remember? This is the pratyahara. So if I say yan, it excludes that ha.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be yavarala.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Now look at the order.
Mm-hmm.
See the same order?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if I go, if I have a sutra, if I'm doing this particular rule that I've just written on the board, I'm going to take off these examples, but you all know this as the, we call it Yen Sunday. That's the name for it, Yen Sunday. Okay, let's look at this rule. If we have any vowel except or a, right? That is ik. Followed by a dissimilar vowel, but they're putting any vowel. That's why it's going to have to have another sutra that's going to override this, because actually it can't be any vowel. It has to be any vowel that's different. It's got to be a dissimilar vowel. But they're using, in the sutra, uch, which means, uch stands for ayungralikeyongayoch. Uch is any vowel, okay? Then what's going to happen? This ik is replaced by yun, a semi-vowel.
Corresponding
semi-vowel. And here it's going to be corresponding in terms of the order. And we'll see later, it's also corresponding in terms of the sthana, the asya. But there's a rule that says whatever order this is, this will follow the same order. So with this now, if I were to write this in Panini, using Panini technical terms, these are technical terms, right, for everybody? These are all pratyaharas.
Mm-hmm.
And now if I want to put on case ending so that I can say this, right, sixth case. In the place of ik, when uch follows, seventh case, then what replaces it? What is ordained? What happens? Semi-vowel. Yeah. Okay. So now I've written it in English, any vowel except for ra followed by a dissimilar vowel. Then what happens? Semi-vowel equivalent. What do I say here? In the place of ik, right? In the place of any vowel except r, a, when followed by a dissimilar vowel, uch, except that we're going to have to change it, you know? Then what happens? What replaces? Yen replaces. Yen replaces what? The stani. The stani is the thing being acted upon. So yun, the semi-vowel, is going to replace this. if you read it like this, any the way that I've taught you, any vowel except or ah followed by a dissimilar vowel becomes a simple vowel. What does that mean? The simple vowel replaces the semi-vowel. The semi-vowel equivalent. Mm-hmm. Why do I say semi-vowel equivalent? Because ya replaces e, mm-hmm. va replaces u, ra replaces r, ra replaces r. You say we get it?
Yeah, no, I missed that it was the Sunday rule, and it was just like, what are we doing here?
Sorry.
Yeah,
is everybody on board now? Are you on board?
I think so.
Think so?
I think so.
Yes. It doesn't matter if you say iko achiyan or ya iko achiyan.
It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter because the Sunday would change. But this, just like in Sanskrit, the case will stay the same.
Also, then it does matter.
Just like if you have a Sanskrit sentence, except for the use of the genitive in a Sanskrit sentence, you have to be careful. But nominative will remain nominative. Right. You know, panchami will remain panchami. So your Sunday rules will, like it might not be eco. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
If somebody didn't understand that, just erase it out of your mind. All right?
When Kiki talks out, he's going, blah, 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 blah.
Why don't we take a, let's spend an hour, let's take a stand at your cars.